I would now like to consider the interaction of capital goods scheme with capital allowances. A capital goods scheme adjustment will result in either an additional VAT liability, where you pay money to customs, or an additional VAT rebate, where customs repay you money. How are these amounts treated for direct tax? The original asset purchased is probably within the capital allowances computation, and would have been included at the net cost plus any irrecoverable VAT in the year of acquisition. As we move through the capital goods scheme periods, the amount of irrecoverable VAT is changing. Therefore, that must have an effect on the capital allowance computations. The detailed rules are all found within Chapter 18 of the Capital Allowances Act 2001. Generally, these provisions say that a payment to customs is treated as an asset addition, and a repayment from customs is treated as an asset disposal. This is best shown by means of an illustration.
Large Limited purchased a mainframe computer on the 11th of August 2007 for £300,000 plus VAT. The company's accounting year is the 31st of July and their VAT year is the 31st of March. The recovery percentages in respect of the computer were 50%, 65% and 40% for each of the years to the 31st of March 2008, 31st of March 2009 and 31st of March 2010. Let's consider the VAT position first. In the year of acquisition, recovery of VAT would have been obtained under partial exemption. So 50% of the input tax would have been recovered, which was £26,250. In the year to the 31st of March 2009, we are under the capital goods scheme, and the capital goods scheme adjustment amounts to £1,575, which is a repayment as taxable use is greater than the original taxable use. And this will be reclaimed in the quarter to the 30th of September 2009 on the normal VAT return. In the year to the 31st of March 2010, the taxable use is lower. It is 40%, which creates a capital goods scheme adjustment of £1,050. This represents a payment to customs, and that will be accounted for in the quarter ended the 30th of September 2010, that is, two quarters after the VAT year. Let us now consider the capital allowances position. The year of acquisition is the 31st of July 2008. Note the accounting year is different to the VAT year, but that is quite normal. The addition was £326,250. That is the net cost of £300,000 plus the irrecoverable VAT of £26,250. The company is not entitled to first year allowances as they are large, therefore we are going to claim a writing down allowance of 23.34%. This equates to a writing down allowance of 25% for 8 months and 20% for 4 months. This gives us £76,147, giving a written down value of £250,103. In the year to the 31st of July 2009, the writing down allowance is calculated on the balance brought forward. So, £50,021, giving a written down value carried forward of £200,082.
There is no capital goods scheme adjustment to account for in this period, simply because the adjustment is deemed to be made on the last day of the quarter in which the capital goods scheme adjustment is made.
The first capital goods scheme adjustment is made in the quarter to the 30th of September 2009, so that it is after this accounting year. In the year to the 31st of July 2010, we have a disposal. This is not an actual disposal. It results from the repayment from customs in respect of the capital goods scheme adjustment. That is deemed to be made on the 30th of September 2009, and it amounts to £1,575, which reduces the written down value to £198,507. A writing down allowance of 20% is £39,701, leaving a written down value to carry forward of £158,806. In the year to the 31st of July 2011, we have an addition Once again, not a real addition, it is just a payment to customs under the capital goods scheme. The addition is deemed to be made on the 30th of September 2010, that is, the last day of the return in which the capital goods scheme adjustment is made. We therefore have a revised balance of £159,856, which gives us a writing down allowance of £31,971.
So, as you can see, the interaction of capital goods scheme and capital allowances is fairly simple. You identify when the capital goods scheme adjustment is made, and that is the last day of the second quarter after the VAT year. And once you have got that date, that is the date of addition, or the date of disposal for capital allowance purposes. Couple of points to note here. The first one is that in our example, we were only getting a written down allowance. If the original expenditure qualified for first year allowances, then the addition, if there is a payment to customs under the capital goods scheme, would also qualify for first year allowances. The second point is that the example we have considered is for computers, but the same rules apply for industrial buildings. For industrial buildings, however, you simply need to adjust the balance brought forward for the addition or disposal, and then allocate the remaining balance over the remaining tax life. That concludes the lecture on capital goods scheme.